From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name to our gospel broadcast. I'm glad that you're tuning in. It's good that you've joined us, and I hope that you'll continue listening for the next quarter hour as we let the Bible speak in message and in song. May I take again just a moment to encourage our listeners who have spiritual problems or concerns to write to us. We're here to help you, and we'll be glad to give you guidance and counsel from the Word of God. It may be that you would like some gospel literature to read. Well, do let us know, and we'll post it to you absolutely free of charge and without any obligation. It might be that there has been in the past a particular program, a particular broadcast that you would like to have a copy of, so that you might listen to it again in your own time. If that's so, be certain to make contact with us. Tell us which one it was, and we'll send you a copy, again, free of charge and without obligation. So, do make a point of writing to us. Maybe you've been listening into the programs, and the Lord has blessed His Word to your heart. Do write and let us know. We look forward this week to receiving a letter from you. Our preacher today is the Reverend Ivan Foster, and he's continuing to let the Bible speak from the Gospel of Mark. And here he is.
Hello and welcome, everyone. We're delighted that you have joined with us again around the Word of God. Do remember that we are offering a tape of a sermon I preached just after the news of the sinking of the Russian submarine. The sermon's entitled Trapped and Time Running Out. This is a good message, for it sets out very clearly in the light of that terrible incident the need men have of God's salvation. Now we're going to have a lovely Fanny Crosby hymn, Here From the World We Turn. It's sung for us by the Salvation Army Choir. Please open your Bible now at Mark chapter 7 and the verse 24. Here we have the record of the Saviour meeting with the Syrophoenician woman. The poor woman had a child possessed of the devil. The account given us in Matthew chapter 15 records that the child was grievously vexed with the devil. We concluded our study last week by underscoring the fact that there were many incidents of devil possession in Israel at the time of the Saviour, because the land had for some 400 years been without the preaching of God's word. The devil prospers, his kingdom advances in the absence of God's precious word. As the bats and the owls appear after the setting of the sun, so the agents of darkness and wickedness and evil appear after the decline of the preaching of the word of God. It's not a coincidence that most murders, robberies, and criminal activities take place during the hours of darkness. And one of the reasons why the land in which we live is so convulsed with wickedness, terrorism, murder, and all forms of criminal activity is because of the decline in the preaching of the word of God. Dear Christian, nothing ought to concern you more than the decline in the preaching of the word of God. It's some 36 years ago that I was converted. In that time, I have seen the number of mission halls declining. I have seen the number of gospel campaigns declining. I have seen the number of churches where the word of God is faithfully proclaimed declining. In that time, I have heard the voice of opposition to God's truth becoming louder and louder and louder. I have seen the laws of the land changed and altered in accordance with the desires and the wishes of those who hate the Bible. Is it any wonder that we have in this land a spirit of lawlessness and evil? It all can be traced back to that, just as the situation in Israel with the many possessed by devils could be traced back to the absence of gospel preaching for many, many years. The Saviour answers this woman who comes with her plea, but he answers her in a fashion that astounds us when first we read it. We have to turn really to Matthew chapter 15 and the verse 28 to see the matter put forth even more clearly than in the passage before us. We're turning to Matthew chapter 15, and we'll read at the verse 22. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coasts and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Now, is that not a most peculiar response? And it's not one that we would think would come from the Saviour. But let me tell you this. Even when the Saviour's words and actions mystify us, he is always working for the good, for the blessing of those who approach him. And the Saviour here in speaking to this woman in this fashion is but promoting her good. Men and women, I've got to close just now. My time is gone. But I have to say this to you. Perhaps you have been praying. Perhaps you have been calling on the Lord, and there's no answer. It seems as if the Lord ignores you. Would you look at this passage and find in it instruction and comfort for your need? And will you do what this woman did? And what she did, of course, was press on in prayer. No matter what apparent discouragements she received from the Savior, she pressed on in prayer. Now we're going to take it up again next week in the will of the Lord and see more clearly what it was the Savior was seeking to accomplish by this strange series of responses he gave to this seeking woman. Tune in again then next week. God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53, 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53, 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday, at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.